Hey, good morning.
Welcome back to my radio hut, coming to you live from Dakota Avenue. Gone to a cloudy thing here, 41 degrees. Election Day Tuesday, November 4th. Get out and do your civic duty if you need to vote in something. Today's the day for it. I am voting. I'm voting for Riley Slavicki. She is my new hero. If you have, if you've been making trips between Wahpeton and Breckenridge and looking at the flood wall, you've probably seen her out there working. And man, just a brilliant artist, and out there in every kind of weather. And she's in to talk with me about this project this morning. Riley, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming in, being on the air. Well, tell me a little bit about the project. How did you get involved in this? Did somebody contact you? Did you make a suggestion? How did this get started?
So kind of how it came about was just random and by chance. I was actually at Walmart at the time, and Bruce saw me there from the zoo. He's on the Three Rivers Art Council.
Oh, Bruce Fingerson, sure.
Oh, yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's like, hey, you're one of the chalkers from Chalkfest, aren't you? And I said, yes, I am. And he's like, would you be interested in this flood wall project? And yeah, we kind of got talking from there, and he invited me to some of the track council meetings, so I just started attending. And
so this got going with Chalkfest. This is kind of, that's how you kind of got started with this, right?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, and how has that experience been for you, the Chalkfest? You've been having a good time with that?
Yeah, it's been absolutely fantastic. I joined as an amateur like a few years ago at the Chalk Festival, and Sean McCann, he actually recruited me to join the professionals, and it's been an out-of-this-world experience, and like kind of branching into street art in general and networking with all the other artists in there is just fantastic.
So let's go back and give us some background here. When did the art bug first bite you and you said, okay, I have to do this. I am an artist.
Well, art has always been a hobby for me growing up. It's kind of been a way that I could kind of cope with life things, and I don't know. It's been something that I've always had to fall back on.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't think that I could actually make it like as an artist as a career until like I was 16. I was selling some small art commissions here and there.
Yeah.
So I made a small art business just for like tax purposes. And like, I don't know, it kind of branched out from there, and I got more clients from it. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe I can actually start doing this.
Good for you. And if you don't mind me asking, Riley, how old are you?
I'm 21.
21 and doing what you're doing, that is absolutely phenomenal. Let me ask you about mediums, oils, acrylics. What do you like to work with?
Mostly acrylic paint. I do like drawings with graphite, so it's just like black and white pencil, and then watercolor as well.
Okay. Is that what you're working with on the wall? Is that an acrylic paint, or are those acrylic paints?
Yeah, it's acrylic paint.
So where did the ideas come from for all of the species and all of the wildlife that we see on the wall? Where did this stuff start?
So we wanted to do a piece that represented like this region in the community, and something that was able to stretch across the whole wall if, like, you know, funding comes through, we're hoping to expand.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to pick a concept that would be able to expand with, like, whatever the funding is.
Right.
So we chose all of the native plants and wildlife of the region, like, both historically and present day.
Okay, so did you do that on your own? Did you have input on this? Who helped you with it?
I kind of came up with the idea, but I presented it to the board, and then we kind of like bounced ideas off of each other and locked in on it. So.
Okay. Did you have to sketch things out? Let's talk a little bit about the prep. Did you sketch things out? Did you have an idea in your head of how you wanted it to look? Because it is gorgeous.
Oh, thank you so much. I do like mock-ups. So at home, like I have an app called Canva, so I'll create all of the like graphic designs for each of the sections. And then I can show them those designs and then get their approval on that. Mm-hmm. And then, like, when it comes time to actually put it on the wall, I upload the designs to a VR headset, which people are using instead of projectors now, at least for the outlines.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I get the outline on there, then I just go off of a clipboard. So.
Right. Those are fascinating, those headsets. They are really fascinating and a great piece of technology. So where is it, Riley, where is this going to end up? I can't believe how much you've gotten done. When did you start this? Let me ask you that, first of all.
was it? I think it was September I started.
Incredible. And you've gotten so much done on that wall. Where is this going to end up? How much more work do you have left to do?
Well, our goal is to have 6 of the sections done before winter. So I'm just finishing the 5th one and doing the base layers on the 6th one right now.
Where do you find the motivation? Because you are, I've seen you there like every day, no matter what the weather is, you just seem to be out there getting it done.
Well, I just love art in general. So it's probably one of my favorite pastimes. And then I have my speaker with me. So I'm also listening to music while I'm painting and
right.
It just kind of starts to flow. Like the weather doesn't really bother me because like once I get in the zone, like it's just me and the music and that's kind of, I don't know, my sacred space.
Great way to put it. What's in your future? What are you looking ahead to?
Hopefully art full time that I can just do this, paint the town.
I think you're well on your way. Definitely. Let's talk a little bit about donations too. Looking because again, this takes money. How can people donate to this through Three Rivers Arts Council? Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
How can they donate?
So we're accepting checks to like made out to the Track Center. So Three Rivers Art Council, the Wahpeton Community Center is like where people can drop off checks. If any businesses or families are interested in sponsoring a full section. That is $5,000, but you do get a plaque that says whatever you want it to say. So there's some people who are interested in doing it as a memorial for a past loved one. And then there's also availability for businesses. So it can say sponsored by and then like Creative Rose or whatever your business might
right.
be.
Is it fun working on, like metaphorically, a canvas that size? I mean, you got so much room. Is it fun to do that?
Yeah. It's my favorite thing about street art, that it can be a canvas that's so big. Like, that's kind of the thing that inspires me and gets me, like, ready to go and, I don't know, gives me the motivation to go out and tackle it. So.
Fantastic. So I'm guessing, because I pulled in there, it's like I have to stop and talk to this phenomenal artist. Are you getting a lot of people stopping and just talking to you and just watching you work?
Oh, yeah. There's so many people that stop by, and it's probably one of my favorite experiences for doing art out in the community. Like, I wasn't aware of how supportive the community members would be until I started this project, and I've been having the greatest conversations with so many people, and people are dropping off hot cocoa and coffee and snacks for me and making sure I'm all right and if I need anything. And someone even dropped off a portable heater. So,
wow.
Yeah,
wow.
It's been
so
amazing.
They're taking care of you.
Yeah, they are. For
absolutely.
Sure.
And says a lot about the community, too. Isn't it fun seeing life in colors? It really, I mean, I always think, you know, as far as artistically, it's always great to kind of look at life like that. Is that how you see it?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like every new plant and new animal is like a different, like, I don't know, quality of life, a different aspect. And
right.
trying to not only just kind of copy and paste it off of my clipboard, but kind of get the feeling of it, too.
Right.
I had a friend, we were joking when I was working on the blue section, which is the first section, which is kind of more aquatic based. We got a lot of rain. And so we kind of were joking. I'm like, God was probably looking down saying, okay, I see the aquatic section, but now I want to feel the aquatic section.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. Talk about three-dimensional art, right?
Yeah.
Well, Riley, listen, I could talk to you all day. Again, congratulations on just a phenomenal job over there. You are just, I think you're just a brilliant artist. Promise me that you'll come back as this kind of moves on, or even when you wrap up. For you know, when winter sets in, that you come back and give us an update, because I'd love to keep talking about this. All right?
Yeah, of course, I'd love to.
We're talking the flood wall. Riley Slavicki over there working. Stop by and give her a shout and check out some amazing artwork here. It's 9:44. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.